This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Sports bettors in Colorado wagered more than $440 million in February. That's down from the record highs set the month before. The revenue collected by the state also dropped significantly in February to nearly a third of $1 million. That amount comes from taxes the state puts on profits that casinos and sportsbooks make off of bets. Professional basketball saw the most money wagered overall. A lot of Coloradans got out in green space during the pandemic, and it appears to have helped their mental health, according to a new CU Boulder study. Researcher Colleen Reed says those exposed to green space reported significantly less depression and anxiety in the first year of the pandemic. She says at times national parks closed, so did some in some cities, while Colorado kept its own open.
I think that this is a data point about the importance of keeping these open during particularly stressful events.
A third of those polled used trails, parks, and other outdoor spaces more during the pandemic. Researchers surveyed 1,200 Denver area residents. One study appears in the journal PLOS ONE. A man who shot and wounded two demonstrators during a protest on I-225 in Aurora in 2020 was convicted Thursday. Samuel Young was found guilty on 7 counts, including attempted manslaughter, second-degree assault, and 1 count of illegally discharging a firearm. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06 on April 1st.